Chapter 1. The Contest. Once, long ago, there was a great king who had three sons. The king, whose name was Harald, was getting older, and he knew that he had to decide which of his sons would be king after him. The king loved all three of his sons the same, so he thought that any of them would be a good king. But since Harald also cared about the people of his kingdom, he wanted to make the best choice. Finally, he came up with a plan. "Since all three of you are now old enough to go out on your own," he told his sons one day, "I will give you a problem for you to solve. The one who does the best at solving it will be king after me." Now, the oldest son's name was Harald, like his father, but everyone called him Harry. He was a very lively young man. Every day he'd be doing something somewhere. It might be racing his horse, sailing a boat, or playing a game. If there was a contest of any kind, Harry took part, and he usually won. He was sure he would succeed this time, too. Carl was the king's second son, and he was a lot like Harry. That's because ever since he was a little boy, he always copied everything Harry did. Carl even thought like his brother. If Harry had an opinion, he could count on Carl to have the very same one. However, when Carl heard his father's idea, he began to think on his own. He thought, "This time, maybe I can be the winner." And then there was Peter, the youngest son, or as they called him, Peter Humbug, because they thought he was not a very prince-like prince. Peter was a lot quieter than his brothers. He liked to just sit and read. He didn't say much either. It was hard to get a word in edgewise when his brothers were around.